Chalo, now I will move on to the LIFO method. LIFO method says that last in, first out. Not first in, first out. Last in, first out. That means the stock which came latest will be sold first. The stock which came latest will be sold first. So that means there is a call from, same question. There is a call from the sales department, 6,000 units has to be sold. So as per LIFO method, if the storekeeper is following LIFO method, he will first remove 5,000 units at the rate of 4. So 5,000 into 4 is 20,000. 5,000 into 4 is 20,000. I repeat, 5,000 into 4 is 20,000. Right? And remaining 1,000 he will remove from here. 1,000 into 3, 3,000. So total will be 23,000. As per LIFO, the total will be 23,000. As per LIFO, the total will be 23,000 cost of goods sold. How? Sir, 5,000 into 4 is 20,000 and remaining 1,000 he has sold from this unit. 1,000 into 3, that is 3,000. Total is 23,000. Got the point? Now, there is 3,000 stock remaining in the godown at the rate of 3 rupees because last in first out. So this stock is already gone. So whatever stock is remaining from this lot and the price of this lot is 3 rupees. So 3,000 into 3, it is 9,000. Okay. So this is how. So in this method, your COGS, cost of goods sold, which is treated as factory expense, it is more. And in this method, it is less. Achha, in this method, the closing stock valued in the balance sheet, in the current asset, is less. Whereas in this method, the closing stock valued in the balance sheet is way more. Right? So this method, as per this method, this will show less profit because the expense is more. Cost of goods sold is an expense. The expense of goods sold is 23,000. That means it is more than this method. So it will give you less profit. This method gives you less profit and this method gives you more profit. This is one of the advantages of FIFO method. At the same time, we are providing in FIFO method, we are providing latest price to the stock. As per FIFO method, we are providing latest price to the stock, whereas as per LIFO method, we are not providing latest price to the stock, we are providing previous price to the stock. So it is not applying, it is not keeping the stock to the market level. So we may go, there may be huge gap between your closing stock price and the market price. So that will, in future, that will show a huge difference in your cost. Which is also not good because that will create an inflation or the price will be very less or it will be very high. Depend. So it will take the stock price away from the market. Right? This is one of the important advantages and disadvantages of both the methods. Right? Achha. Now VAM method. Now as per this method is useful when you want to take an average price, means when you want to be always at not less or not more with the market price. So when you want to run along with the market price, so in that case, weighted average method is suitable for the company. More or less, weighted average method gives the price, keep the price neck to neck, parallel to the market price. In both this method, it may go away. Or it may go further, forward or backward. But in weighted average, it will be always parallel to the market price. It will be always nearer to the market price. So how this method follows? Now weighted average method, it says that calculate the average price. Now for calculating the average price, I need the total cost of goods which is lying in the godown. Now 4,000 into 3, 12,000. 5,000 into 4, 20,000. 4,000 into 3, 12,000. 5,000 into 4, 20,000. Total is 32,000. Total is 32,000. So, if I take 32,000 here, say, I am taking here 32,000 divide by, what is the stock I am having? 9,000. Now get me the price. This is your weighted average price. 32,000 divide by 9,000. So, if I deduct 3, so 9, 3s are 27. 9 4s are 36, that cannot, 9 3s are 27, then 5 is carried forward 0.5, so 9 5s are 45, 9 6s are 50, 9. So it is 3.5 on an average. 3.5 will be the rate. What will be the average rate? Weighted average point is 3.5, near about. Near about 3.5 something something. Okay, so for calculating the cost, 6000 into 3.5, that will give you COGS ka price. Right? And the remaining, whatever remaining price is there, suppose 32 minus this cost. So what will be the cost? Just find out. 0, 0. Suppose this is 30. It is 21,000. What is the price? 21,000. And what will be the closing stock? 32 minus 21, 11,000 will be the closing stock. What will be the closing stock? 11,000 will be the closing stock. 11,000, 21,000 and 11,000. This is how you can calculate by weighted average method. Right? So, I have given one example and followed made you clear all the three methods. So, in all the methods, see, the FIFO method is the best method because it gives less expense. If there is less expense, there will be more profit. Right? Because today, every business organization, main motto, main intention is to get the profit, is to earn the profit. So, because of this, Gap has eliminated this method because it is not giving the main objective of the company, that is the growth. Means by profit. They are not giving much profit in this. Because of this, we are getting less profit. That is the advantage of FIFO method over LIFO method. The advantages of FIFO method will become the disadvantages of LIFO method. Now in FIFO method, it always give you higher profit and it always keep the stock at the latest price in the market. Whereas in LIFO method, disadvantage of LIFO method is it always give lesser profit and value the stock at the previous price. Acha. Hey, what is the disadvantage of FIFO? Here the tax will be higher because if the profit is higher, tax will be higher. If the profit is higher, what will be your tax? It will be higher, right? Whereas in this, the tax will be, the tax burden on the company will be less. Right? Okay. Then another method, this does not follow matching concept. This LIFO method does not follow matching concept. Because we take last time's price, means last time price to the latest stock, LIFO method, right? So there are some advantages and disadvantages which you have to go through. In this, advantages is what it gives more profit and give latest price to the stock. Whereas disadvantage for this will be the advantage, iska jo advantage hai, wo iska disadvantages. LIFO method says that the stock gives higher profit because of that, lesser profit because of that, the tax burden is less, right? And at the same time, it gives less it gives lower price. At the same time, it does not give you the accurate value of the stock to the closing stock. Means it does not give you the market value of the stock to the closing stock, present value of the stock to the closing stock. This is the advantage of FIFO method, because of which LIFO method has been eliminated, means is not accepted by Gap. Gap follow FIFO or weighted average method. Okay, fine. So after that, we'll move on to, see the advantages and disadvantages, right? Till that time, you just revise this for a short period of time so that you'll come an idea, you'll get an idea about what we have done. Okay, so I'll be back within 2 minutes so that you will revise this and we'll move on to the next part. Now, as I given you that example, now keep that example in mind and now we'll learn the advantages of FIFO. The advantage of FIFO will become the disadvantage of LIFO and disadvantage of FIFO will become the advantage of. So I am going to explain you this part so that that becomes easier for you to understand. Now advantage of FIFO says that it reports current cost to the inventory. As I told you in the previous example, previously I had 4000 units at the rate of 3 and next I purchased 5000 units at the rate of 4. So first in, first out. So the remaining stock is from the latest stock. So 3,000 into 4 rupees, 12,000. That gives, always report current cost to the inventory. Yes, it is absolutely right. Second, report higher income. Since I have shown you an example in which cost of goods sold is less, because in the first method, FIFO method, the cost of goods sold was 20. In the second method, the cost of goods sold was 23. And the third method, the cost of goods sold was 21,000 in the previous example, which I have already given to you. Right? Since you have jotted down that example, that will be good for you. Right? So in that, if the cost of goods sold means expense, see, what is the format of your revenue income? Sales minus cost of goods sold. If your cost of goods sold is less, obviously you will get higher profit. So report higher income. Third, this is the advantage of your FIFO method. Disadvantages: violates matching principle. Now, violates matching principle means what? Violates matching principle. See what happened? The closing stock of this year becomes the opening stock of next year. Suppose you have 10,000 opening stock which came from the previous year. It is at the rate of 4. And this year you have purchased 5,000 units at the rate of 6, suppose. And there is a call from the, sales department that removes 6,000 units. So you will be taking last year's expense, which you have already paid, last year's expense. So matching concept says that this year's expense you have to compare with this year's profit. So though you have taken the cost of goods sold on the basis of FIFO method, but the price which you are taking is last year. So it is violating the matching principle. Matching principle says that this year's income minus this year's expense. But we are taking cost of goods sold may last year ka price, because it includes in the opening stock. So it is violating your matching principle. Second, higher tax. Since income is higher, tax will be higher. And because of higher tax, there will be less cash flow with the company. Right? And does not adjust with inflation. Yeah, this is very important. Now, example as I give you, suppose I am a builder and I have already purchased steel and cement at a cost of say 10,000 per ton steel, and cement I purchased 10,000 for 1 ton of cement, 1 tons of cement. Okay, now there is an increase in the price in the market. That steel is gone up to 20,000 and the cement price gone up to 12,000. But though I have not purchased it, I will be using my stock. So I will be showing this expense in my COGS. Though the price in the market is showing steel the price and the cement price is more, I would have shown more expenses. I can show more expense. But since I have already purchased the stock and it is lying with me, I have to show the less price. So that means the profit which is shown in my books may be more, maybe more, but it is not adjusted with the inflation. So I may be having 20 rupees profit, but as per the inflation rate, it is not 20, it should be near about 12 or 13 rupees. So I am showing 7 rupees more profit because this does not allow me to take the inflation. It does not get adjusted with the inflation account. So this is the advantages of FIFO and disadvantages of FIFO. I think it is clear to you. Report current cost to the inventory. Yes, because it takes latest price. Okay, report higher profit because COGS is less. There will be higher profit. Disadvantage, violates matching principle. Though the price of the stock is 10 rupees, but I will be taking at last year's price only 8 rupees because first in, first out. So it is not matching the current. So I have expended 10 rupees on the new stock, but I am not taking new stock. So it is violating the matching principle. Matching principle says that this year's expense should be compared with this year's expense. But I am taking expense of last year. The value of the stock of the on the basis of last year's price. Higher tax and lower cash inflow. Since the income is higher, so tax will be higher. In that case, what happened? At the end, we will get less profit and does not adjust with inflation. So though the market price of the product which we are using in the production or we are selling may increase, but I have to sell it at a same rate. So as per the inflation, my profit may be 12, but in my books it is showing 20 rupees. So it is not allowing me to adjust with the inflation rate. Whereas in weighted average method, we can adjust because we are taking average method, average price. Okay, so advantages of FIFO will become the disadvantages of LIFO. So this will be disadvantages. for LIFO, and this will be advantage for LIFO. Okay, so I think the point is clear to you. Now, while doing the inventory accounting, we have to follow certain concepts that we are going to study, which is the last topic of this chapter. After that, we'll move on to the next chapter. So let me talk about the next things which you have to follow while accounting of inventory, while you are doing accounting for inventory. They are the various concepts which you have to follow. One is the consistency. One is consistency. Second, disclosure concept. Third, conservatism concept. And fourth concept which you have to follow while accounting of inventory is materiality concept. So there are three concepts which you have to follow while doing accounting of inventory. One is consistency. Now, according to this method, this concept says that whatever method you are using for calculating the value of stock in the closing stock or the cost of goods sold, that should not keeps on changing year by year. It should remain fixed. Because consistency concept says that whatever method you are using, it should be fixed. Why? Because it may be manipulated by the company, which will have a bad impact on the investors who are investing in your company on the basis of previous information. So there should be a consistency of method which you are following, whether you are following FIFO method, whether you are following LIFO method, weighted average method, or periodic method or perpetual method. Any method if you are using, it should be followed consistently. It should not change year by year. It should not keep on changing year by year. Consistency. Then disclosure. Now what is the disclosure concept? Disclosure concept says that whatever method you are using, it should be disclosed to the people who are following your financial statement. Because at the end of, when you are preparing a financial statement, when you are preparing an annual report, at the end, below the balance sheet or the financial statement, there will be a footnote. In that footnote, we have to disclose all the methods which we are using for various stocks. Suppose in my company, I am dealing with different kinds of product. There are different lines of product, segments of product which I am producing. So for this product, I am using this method. For this product, I am using this method. It is not necessary that I will be using one method for all the different types of product which I am producing. It should be, it may be different. But whatever methods you are using for a particular product, it should be disclosed below the note as a footnote in the annual report, which is given to the shareholders or to the people who are linked with the company. The people who are following your financial statement, this footnote should be there. There should be a disclosure. There should be a transparency regarding the methods which you are following for various products. Because on that basis, they take decision. And if you are not properly guiding them with the methods, they may not be able to take the proper decision regarding your inventory method. So there should be a disclosure concept also. Now, conservatism concept. Now, this is very, very, very important concept which we follow. That is conservatism concept. Conservatism concept says that you can book the future loss. In order to safeguard company's interest in future, you can book the future loss today. For example, provision for doubtful debts, you know, the customers there are different customers to whom you have sold the goods, but you are thinking that out of that customer, some of the customer may not give the money. That is doubtful. So you record that as a doubtful expense. Income tax department will not allow you such type of expense, but accounting concept allow you to do that. You can record that, make a provision for such type of losses. That is conservatism concept. So in this concept is used in inventory. Suppose if you are valuing the stock by FIFO method and the FIFO method value is 9,000 and the market value is 8,000. So whichever is less, 8,000 you have to record. So you have to always value the stock at cost price or market price, whichever is less. That came into force, that idea, that logic, that principle came into force because of conservatism concept. Conservatism concept says that You can book the future loss in order to safeguard company's interest. So accordingly, whatever method you are using, if by weighted average or by FIFO method or by specification method, the cost of the inventory which is lying in the godown showing 1 lakh rupees and the market price of same stock is 90,000 or 80,000, I will write 90,000 or 80,000. I will record because of conservatism concept. I am booking the future, I am making a provision of future loss. But if the cost price is 90 and the market price is 1,20,000, I will write 90 itself. Because conservatism concept says that always record the stock at cost or market price, whichever is less. I repeat, cost of the goods, cost of the inventory are recorded in the financial statement on the basis of conservatism concept. If the cost price and the market price are different, so we have to always record the stock at the lowest price between cost price and the market price. That idea, that concept made into force because of this concept, conservatism concept. Now, the materiality concept. Now, what is materiality concept? See, when you are recording the inventory, sometimes what happens, I'll give an example, I'll give a story to you so that the concept will be clear. I have spent 200 crores of rupees for raw material. Suppose I am a manufacturer of shirts, right? I'm purchasing the cloth, various types of cloth, silk material, then cotton material. Every type of cloth I'm buying. At the same time, I purchase thread, needles, buttons and everything, right? I have spent 200 crores. That I have to record because 200 crores is a huge amount. I have invested 200 crores at the beginning and my process gets started. And in the meanwhile, what happened at the, say, after a few days of production or few months of production, I find that there was a shortage of buttons or thread. So I told my boss Chotu, who is working in the supervisor gave an instruction to the person, go to the market, nearby shop, and buy this much buttons and threads. That cost them, say, about 10 to 20,000 rupees. I repeat, 10 to 20,000 rupees. Okay, so that is taken into consideration in order to complete the production, so that there should not be a break for the operational cycle. The operation is going on. So if I forgot to write that 20,000, that will not make much difference in my cost of the product. Do you think that 200 crores and 20,000, will it make any type of difference in my total cost of production? Means for calculating, when I am calculating the total cost per unit, so I will divide the total cost divide by the number of unit produced. If I don't record this 20,000, do you think that it will make any difference? It will make a difference of negligible amount. So if such thing happens, it is accepted because of materiality concept. So this concept says that actually each and every expense I have to record, no doubt about it. But if I forgot and if I didn't record that, so that for that there will not be any serious action taken against me, because it can be taken under the concept called materiality concept. Because that thing, the thing which is material, means which has significant effect on the profit of the company, has to be recorded. Whereas the things which are immaterial, which does not have much effect in the profit of the company, if it is ignored, it should not be ignored. I repeat, it should not be ignored. But if it is ignored or it is forgotten to be recorded, then as per the materiality concept, that can be allowed. So when you are following the accounting of inventory, you have to follow this four concept simultaneously. So by this, we end the chapter. I will just give you a brief of this chapter, what we have done. In this chapter, we studied about how the inventory is affecting on both in the financial statement. Inventory accounting is very much important because it affects the revenue statement. In revenue statement, we take cost of goods sold, and formula for cost of goods sold is opening stock plus purchase minus closing stock. So in that calculation, inventory valuation is very much necessary. And in balance sheet, these inventories are recorded under the heading called current asset, right? So for that purpose, since it is affecting in both the financial statement, it has to be taken care of, right? So accounting of inventory, how we studied about the various methods. There are two basic principles on which the methods depend. One is periodic concept, periodic principle, and second one is perpetual. Periodic principle will be followed by those company where the stocks are less costly and accurate tracking is not required or not possible. Such type of goods may follow periodic concept, and on that basis they can calculate the stock on an average basis. Whereas in perpetual, where accurate tracking is must, since the stocks are very highly costly, highly priced, right? So in that case, accurate tracking of the quantity as well as the amount is necessary. For that, we will follow perpetual method. GAAP has given, under the perpetual method, GAAP has given three different methods. They are specification method, LIFO method, FIFO method, weighted average method. But FIFO method is eliminated by GAAP because it does not follow the main objective of the business to earn profit, because it gives less profit. That is the reason it is eliminated by GAAP, right? Then we have to follow certain concepts while accounting of inventory. They are consistency, disclosure, conservatism, and materiality concept. I think the chapter is clear to you. Okay, thank you.